Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's an absolutely incredibly beautiful scene. We had this snowfall last night, and as you can see, the berries are still there. Amazing, amazing phenomena as far as these berries are concerned. Nothing seems to faze them. Now, the beautiful thing about this snow is, you see the scene here. See how incredibly beautiful it is. It's like wet snow, so it's covered the trees in a different way. So if you look at in the distance, from a distance, it looks as if the whole forest and all the trees, stands of trees, have been whitewashed. It's a very beautiful scene. It's very powdery snow. If you look at it, let me see. Well, there you go. That's how it is. It's very fluffy and powdery, and it's beautiful, absolutely fantastic to see how the snow is. I mean, this is the first. We just went through a snowstorm, and it was phenomenal to see that as well. And we had 18 inches of snow. This looks like about maybe 2 or 3 inches, maybe a bit more. I mean, I'm not the expert on this stuff yet, but it's beautiful. It's, as I told you, the whole place looks like it's been whitewashed. All the grass of course gets covered with snow, but look at the trees. See how the trees look completely. I mean, I don't know what's the word for it. I keep saying whitewash, but it's because I'm out of words. There I go walking in it, and it's fantastic. It feels great. The only thing to when we walk in snow is to be careful, because you don't know what's under there. Because sometimes, I mean, in this case, I know what's under here, so I'm walking here, but. If you're walking in snow, then sometimes, even if there's a pit or a hole, it would have completely filled up, and you wouldn't know that. So you walk into it, and next thing you know, you are gone 6 feet under. See the beauty of this thing. Subhanallah. Ajeeb, the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's infinite variety, absolutely infinite variety. Unbelievable. I have the sun in my eyes. I hope this video is passable. I'm going to turn around and take it from the other side as well. The temperature is it's not particularly cold. I mean, I'm wrapped up because once bitten, twice shy, I got myself into trouble earlier with this. So I'm not taking any chances. Here are tracks. Now, by the look of this could be deer tracks. If you look at all of these tracks here, they could easily and very, I think very probably these would be deer tracks, because they're coming out of that forest, and they are single tracks. That's how deer usually walk. I hope I'm right, and if anybody who's watching this video knows better, please do correct me. I'm in the business of learning my way around this place. But it looks to me like deer tracks. We do have a fair amount of deer around here. We have bears. I've never seen a bear here, but people who live here, they say that they have seen bears. There you go. I'm also testing out my shoes. We seem to be doing well. I mean, these are my tracks. Quite horrible. My shoes seem to be doing well, except that I think I've got some snow inside them now. So my socks feel a bit wet. That wasn't very smart. But anyway, I never claimed to be smart. Now, what's happening here as I walk and talk to you is, the temperatures, as I said, it's not very cold. It is still minus 3, but you know, going by the temperatures here, it's not very cold. So it's the snow is also melting. Because of the kind of snow, the way it was wet snow like this, it stuck to the trees and created this beautiful phenomenon of these trees looking like them. They've got cotton wool on them. They look like almost like artificial Christmas decorations. I mean, having said that, I don't know why we always say, I'm equally guilty of, whenever we see anything beautiful, we say, oh my God, this looks artificial. Like this doesn't even look natural, which is, I think, rubbish, because natural beauty is far more beautiful than what is artificial. And a lot of, if not all of, artificial beauty takes its inspiration from natural beauty. So it is the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, infinite grace, infinite variety, infinite Qudrat. See the close-up of this. How beautiful it looks. Amazing, the close-up of this tree. See the branches, see how this is, the little twigs are individually visible. I'm going to take some still photos also of this to go with this video. There's that spectacular tree and the two bushes. Can you imagine? These bushes were blood red in color in the fall. See them today. Subhanallah al-Azim, Subhanallah al-Bihamdi. Ya Rab, Ya Kareem. Beautiful. Subhanallah. This is Allah's dunya. This is Allah's dunya. Imagine the akhirah. Imagine Jannah. Imagine that you could have all of this, and if you wanted it without the cold, you would get it without the cold. You want it, you would say, yeah, like, give me some cold. I mean, I want to feel the cold as well, you know. I mean, I don't want to walk in the snow in sweltering heat. So I want the cold, but I don't want the cold as in the flu with it. So save me from that, because there is no disease in Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do that as well, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, because Jannah is whatever you like. You can write your own menu for it. You can order whatever you like and it will be yours. And you don't even need to order it. You just think about it and it's yours. Now you might look at that picture of this tree against the sky. Subhanallah al-Azim. Wallah. Ajib, ajib, ajib. And if you see the sun, I'm going to try and see if I can take a picture of the sun behind the snow. Okay, that's better. How do you like that? Look at that picture. Subhanallah. The sun is hidden behind the tree, or behind the snow actually. And the snow gets silhouetted, the tree gets silhouetted against the sun. Absolutely fabulous. I don't know, the people who live here, whether they, you know, sometimes you live in a place and you get used to the stuff. It's, it's another snowstorm. You're more troubled and stuck about, you know, driving conditions and so on, which of course, I mean, people who have to drive, they better be conditioned, they better be concerned about that. Alhamdulillah, I don't have to drive, so I make dua for those who drive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them safe. May Allah keep everybody safe and ensure that people go to work and reach home and do everything safely. The thing I want to end with is one very, very beautiful and amazing fact. And maybe the people who live here can take pride in that and say, only in America. And that is that in this weather, with the snow, with the driving conditions, and with much worse, I mean, this is beautiful. What I'm seeing here is absolutely lovely. But in much worse conditions, there are Muslims who drive 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes to the masjid to pray Salatul Fajr by Jama'ah. There are Muslims who drive to the masjid to pray Salatul Isha by Jama'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. We live next to masjid and we don't go for Salatul Fajr and Salatul Isha. We live right, and our weather, we can walk. We can walk in 2 minutes to the masjid. And we don't need any protective clothing. We don't need anything. Just walk, because Allah gave us lands to live in which we don't have to worry about all this. But there are people, alhamdulillah, in places like this and others, in Canada, in the United States, and in the North, in the UK and so on, who go to pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid in this kind of weather. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them rewards that they will not be able to encompass in their mind. They won't be able to imagine what kind of a reward is coming. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do that for them. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ